So what do I remember about it? I don't remember who brought us there, but I remember going with a group of people, and you had to lift off a manhole cover, I think, or something in the middle of the tracks, and then you had to climb down, and then you had to climb... You climb down, and there's water at the bottom, and then you had to climb through this other pipe, and then you were in this big space with these floating casts of bodies floating in the air. They were suspended by the ropes. And also the ropes were this intense, like, web across the whole space, so that you had to kind of climb over and under them to get through. And I remember it being sort of this thing that it was a relic of something bigger that had been there before, because I think that it was clear that there were shelves that used to have things on them, or that some of the casts had been knocked down. And whoever we were with told us that the artist was a RISD professor whose wife had died, and he was, like, completely grief-stricken and sort of, I don't know, I think the story sort of implied driven almost to insanity or some sort of mental or psychological breakdown, in which he put all of her possessions in this underground installation. I guess as catharsis or time capsule or all of the above. I mean, the whole thing was so urban legend-y that it was, like, sort of just a fun story and, like, a fun adventure, but it was really hard to tell what was actually going on, especially since so much of it was gone, so it was sort of like you didn't have much to go on besides what people were telling you. I remember that the process of getting into the space was scary because it was super dark and there was water, and... Also, it kept reminding me, this is, you're going to edit this out, but have you ever seen that movie, The Rescuers? It's about these, like, two mice that rescue this girl who, anyway, there's, like, a huge ruby involved, but there's part where they're, like, in some underground sewer, and then the water rises because the tide's coming in or something. And so there was sort of that feeling of being, like, underground, really close to water that you weren't sure how deep it was.
Potential disaster.
So potential disaster. And the space itself, I don't know. I think because there was no lighting and because it was sort of lit by flashlights and headlamps and stuff, the casts of the bodies glowed in this really eerie way. And the ropes didn't in the same way because they weren't this white plaster. So it really gave the effect of them, like, floating in this space, which was super creepy, especially since it was already this dark, illegal underground adventure. So I remember it was creepy for multiple reasons, and I think, like, definitely installation played upon the sort of secretness and eerie nature of the space that existed. And also, I think the fact that the installation was partially taken apart or possibly destroyed in some way, it felt like there had been violence in the space in that way, so it was even creepier because of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
As though it was very clear that not only had the person who put these things here been here, but people who had knocked down or taken or destroyed these things had also been here. So it was sort of these plaster ghosts and then these ghosts of other visitors. And then I remember it being sort of this progression where you climbed through all the ropes past these shelves and casts and then eventually got to... got out the other side. Or there's a grate at one side, so you could see out, but you couldn't get out. I don't know if this was a defining moment in this, but I definitely, there are a lot of times when I view Providence as being sort of post-apocalyptic in this sort of way that a lot of its culture and art are very back alley and like post-industrial. And that definitely played into that vibe. Also, something that I really love about Providence coming from California is how old everything is and how there are these crazy histories and mysteries that just don't exist in the same way when there's only one layer of habitation in the past. So something like, I mean, that there's so many tunnels in Providence and underground spaces and crazy spaces within houses. And that was definitely one of the first ones that I saw. And that definitely added to that sort of, I don't know, historical presence and interest in the city.